Trump gives Iran 48 hours to reopen Strait of Hormuz or U.S. will obliterate Iran's power plants. By Elizabeth Weibel on March 21, 2026. President Donald Trump issued an ultimatum to Iran that if the Strait of Hormuz is not opened within 48 hours, the United States will obliterate Iran's various power plants. If Iran doesn't fully open, without threat, the Strait of Hormuz, within 48 hours from this exact point in time, the United States of America will hit and obliterate their various power plants. Starting with the biggest one first, Trump declared in a post on Truth Social. Breitbart News's Kurt Zindelka reported that over 20 countries issued a joint statement in which they condemned the attacks by Iran against unarmed civilian shipping vessels and Iran's attacks on oil and gas infrastructure throughout the Gulf. In a joint statement released on Saturday morning, the nations of Australia, Bahrain, Canada, Czechia, Denmark, Estonia, Finland, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, Latvia, Lithuania, the Netherlands, New Zealand, Norway, Republic of Korea, Romania, Slovenia, Sweden, United Arab Emirates, and the United Kingdom condemned in the strongest terms the recent attacks by Iran against unarmed civilian shipping vessels, its attacks on oil and gas infrastructure throughout the Gulf, and its move to shut down traffic in the Strait of Hormuz. We express our deep concern about the escalating conflict. We call on Iran to cease immediately its threats, laying of mines, drone and missile attacks and other attempts to block the strait to commercial shipping, and to comply with UN Security Council Resolution 2817, the group of nations said. An Iranian leader previously revealed that lawmakers in Iran's parliament are pursuing a plan under which countries will pay tolls and taxes to Iran if they want to use the Strait of Hormuz. According to the Just Security website, all vessels and aircraft, military and civilian, have the legal prerogative to exercise the right of transit passage through the Strait of Hormuz, provided that these ships and aircraft proceed without delay through the Strait of Hormuz, transit in their normal modes of operation, and refrain from using force against any nation bordering the strait. Iran's actions to block the strait are contrary to both the letter and spirit of UNCLO and applicable customary international law, according to the website. UNCLO stands for United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea.